You know, sometimes you just need a coach or a guide or some sort of a mentor to come along in life to show you exactly the path you should be on to do something greater than yourself, to bring something else out of you, when normally you wouldn't have thought anything of the situation, right? And that's where coaches come in. And that's where this feel-good story for the Cool Dad Rules of this week comes in, where we can tell you this story, but also grab an awesome life skill, something we can all learn from this. And that's what we do here. Thanks for finding us at the Cool Dad Rules. My name is Bill Adams, and for this feel-good story, we go to the great American community of Bethel Park, PA, Pennsylvania. Great community, great American town, also a great football town, by the way, apparently, and that's key to our story here in a minute, but it's worth a lot more than that, and it's about a lot more than that, because recently that area of the country had been just buried by a blizzard, which will happen in the Northeast. Have you ever been that kind of blizzard and you realize how quickly it can come down and surprise even the meteorologists? It got a little bit heavier than anybody expected. You know that a lot of people can get buried in, especially older folks and those who don't have any way to help themselves. So this is how the story unfolds. And this is the football connection to it too. More specifically, the Bethel Park High School head football coach, Brian DeLallo, who I think you're going to agree with me, turns out to be one awesome dude. Now, I don't know what kind of a coach he is, but if he's any kind of a coach, like he is a person, he's just great. Because on the morning of the blizzard, this is what the coach sent out as a message to his entire football team, mostly the seniors. And he did it through Twitter. This is how he, I guess, communicates with the team. We finally found a good use for Twitter, right? But he did it, and this is what he wrote, and I'll quote, "Due to expected severe weather, Monday's weightlifting workout has been canceled. Find an elderly or disabled neighbor and shovel their driveway. Don't accept any money. That's our Monday workout." All right, first of all, how awesome is that? That is great, that the first great creative outlet that this coach found that doesn't disrupt his plans, but more importantly, what is he doing here? He's teaching these kids something great that they can do. So you'd figure, all right, he's going to reach out to some kids. He'll get a handful of diehards, you know, kids that always help out in the community anyway. No. As it turns out, according to the program and according to the coach, got almost a 100% compliance rate of all of his players to do exactly that, just to show up throughout the community. On their own, by the way, self-organized, find people, neighbors, friends, elderly folks that needed help. And boy, there were people that needed help on this. When the news stories got hold of it, and you probably heard this story already because it's been a national news story, they found some of the neighbors that were helped out by the kids. One lady, her name was Pearl Moss. She said she looked out her front window when the blizzard was over and panic set in. That just pummeled the area. And she said, and here's her quote, "I thought, what am I going to do? There's no way I can go out there and shovel myself out," because she had recently had some shoulder surgery and didn't have any friends nearby who could have helped her. A lady would have been snowed in, if not for the kids. But there are dozens and dozens of stories like that. And how did the community feel about it? Other people got hold of the tweet here, and they had heard about it, and they started to reach out to the coach and the kids to thank them for what they're doing. One person responded, "Thank you, coach. Some players were in my dad's neighborhood shoveling. Great to see kids helping out in the community." Here was another one that came out. I love this because it's like direct to a specific street. "Whichever young man helped Surrey Woods Road, thank you." And that's the kind of impact it's actually had on neighbors. But it's more than that, because I think it had even more of an impact on the players than it did on the community. Here's one of those players. His name is David Sheltman. Here's what he said he himself is a player and is a student and the other players felt about helping out and actually doing this.
"I feel great about it. I think we all feel great about it. It's not only helping them, but it's helping us too, like become a better team."
And some of that reaction, by the way, how did it actually go? Because you know how nice neighbors will react to seeing kids help them out volunteering without being asked. Sure, some of them still wanted to pay them, but no. The kids held true to it and they wouldn't take any payment.
"She was excited. She like asked how much it was. We said it was free of cost. She was all excited and thankful for it. It was just nice to see that."
It gets even better. So there's a surprise here. We talked about that David Sheltman kid. After all of this was done, he, at 16 years old, After 8 hours of shoveling out friends and neighbors and elderly folks and people who needed it, said he and his mom volunteered as a spaghetti dinner for homeless veterans. Where is that kid? Why does he do it? He said, because it makes me feel like I'm part of something bigger than myself. I definitely always do feel good about being able to help others out. That's what he told the local news station there. There's another surprise in this. As it turns out, it wasn't just the idea of the coach. He said it's tradition in that town and specifically in that football program to be able to do it. He said it's something that his predecessor, the former head coach, Jeff Matheny, started a tradition more than 20 years ago. He said he always had the kids do this. Anytime they had a snow day or school was canceled, he had the kids go out and shovel driveways for people in the community who were elderly or disabled or otherwise couldn't shovel their own driveways. So not only is this a great idea, got great support, helped out friends and elderly people in the community, he carried on a tradition as well. Here's what the coach said about it.
You get a lot more out of this than, you know, did you bench press 300 pounds today? You know, so this is really cool. It's a chance to connect with our community, and you don't get many of those, so this is nice.
This is nice, all right, and it's awesome. I love that story. I love what they did. So what is it? There's an obvious takeaway here. I mean, the obvious, you know, conclusion that everybody can draw for this is how important a great community leader like Coach DeLallo is. That's obvious. You know, he didn't have to do anything. He could have sat in his pajamas and did nothing and just canceled the workout for that day and, you know, called it a day and waited till everything was done and got back to football practice when the snow cleared. But he didn't. He carried that on as a coach and a leader, and he did the right thing, and he did a great thing, you know, for sure. But I think there's something even more on this. You know, that's why we call it the Cool Dad Rules. Try to come up with a life skill that you can grab from these stories that we all can learn from and pass those on to our kids. So when I hear a story like this and I think about what these kids did, and yeah, they were urged on by a great coach. Yeah, they had a leader. And yeah, there is a tradition in this town to do something like this. But there's something a little bit more. And I think back of what, let's say 16-year-old me would have done. As an adult now, as somebody who has teenage kids of my own, with all this life experience, what would I say to younger me, to 16-year-old me who was in the same situation, even if you weren't part of a football team, if you were just a younger kid in this situation? Because I got to tell you, truth be told and full disclosure, I probably would have been the kid that just would have played outside, had a snowball fight with my friends, you know, goofed around, got into some other trouble, drove around, that kind of thing, as most kids would. I think that's the natural reaction. I mean, these football players are like superheroes. They, you know, I think it's just great what they did, and I think it's exceptional. I don't think it's anything bad if other kids would just take the day off, goof around, whatever it is. I think that's what I would have done. But I think if I was able to reach back and tell my younger self what to do, I think I would have said this: there's always a chance and there's always an opportunity to get off your, you know what, and to help somebody out, because there's always somebody in need of some kind of a help. And it doesn't always take a snowstorm to do that. It could be in every single everyday life. And here's the real life skill: to look for those people that kind of need help. And I think that's the life skill. And I think that's what we pass on to kids in this situation, and what we can all, as adults or kids, learn from this story. Look at who needs the help. Organize something if you have to. But even if you're not part of a team, even if you don't have a great leader and a coach like Coach DeLallo, something everybody can do. And here's another one too. This is the real big life lesson. There's never, ever any reason for any kid to say that they're bored. Ever. How many times have you gone through that as a parent? Oh, I'm bored. There's nothing to do. How many people went through that with lockdown stuff? Oh, I'm bored. Everything's shut down. And I get that. And it can be tough. And when you got some inclement weather or you've got lockdowns and shutdowns, it is a tough thing to go through. But there's always something you can do, even if it just means helping somebody else out. All right, now, here's the question. You're probably thinking this too. I think we got to get this out. Would 16-year-old me actually listen to the message? Or would 16-year-old me say, hey, shut up, old man. Don't tell me what to do. That's a possibility too. I like to hope that I would say, you know what? Yeah, that's a good idea. Instead of doing nothing, sitting inside in the snow, I can help somebody else out. Don't really know, but still, I think the life lesson here and the life skill is always an opportunity to help out. And truth be told, fully honest here, I think it's our responsibility as parents to try to get that out too. There's never any reason to be bored whatsoever when you got a chance to help somebody else out. Love sharing this stuff with you. And there's always a life lesson we could take from it when the cool dad rules. Thanks for reaching out to me. Thanks for finding the podcast, by the way. Always appreciate it if you press the subscribe button and also sharing that along, which a lot of you have been doing. I really do appreciate that as always. Share these stories, anything you hear along with me, personal stories you've had too. Reach out to me on the social media pages. All you got to do is look for the Cool Dad Rules on Instagram, where we will also link the podcast weekly, and on the Facebook page as well. You can direct message me or put it in the comments, whatever it is, and make it more interactive. There's always a life lesson that we can learn and share that on. That's what it's all about. Thanks for finding me and us on the Cool Dad Rules, and we'll talk to you soon.